Dr. Brodsky. I want to withdraw from the experiment. I'd be happy if you'd omit my name from the reports. You've bitten off far, far more than you can chew.
You feel all right now?
Well,
have you noticed a small but vital change in procedure these last few days?
You've not been giving me those injections?
No. There's no need for them anymore. You've been permanently inoculated. The distaste for violence has been programmed into your biochemistry. My forecast has proved correct to the day, to the minute. Take him away. Inform the distinguished gentleman. Oh, and, yes, of course, the professional participants that all is ready.
I expected that I would be ittying as usual to the cine mesto in my pyjamas. But no.
Take your seats, please. No noise. Do try not to cough.
With some pride, government presents the end result of government's experiments. They said that I'm to concentrate on the crime rate.
On the crime rate.
I'm only here to serve. I steeled my nerve. With what results you'll observe.
Let us observe.
Give us the votes we deserve.
We will vote you back in, like responsive adults. When we see.
Yes.
When we see.
Yes, yes.
Positive results.
Aha. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we introduce the subject himself. Today we send him with confidence out into the world again, as decent a lad as you would meet on a May morning, inclined to the kindly word and the helpful act. What a change is here from the wretched hoodlum the state committed to unprofitable punishment some 2 years ago, unchanged after 2 years. Unchanged, do I say? Not quite. Prison taught him the false smile, the rubbed hands of hypocrisy, the fawning, greased, obsequious leer. Other vices it taught him, too, as well as confirming him in those he had long practiced before. But, ladies and gentlemen, enough of words. Actions speak louder than. Action now. Observe all.
Oh, hello, heap of dirt. Oh, you don't wash much, do you? Judging from the horrible pong.
Then he stamped on my nogas, left, right, gave me a fingernail flick on the nose that hurt like bazoomni and brought the old tears to my glazies. Then he twisted at my left uko like it was a radio dial.
What did you do that to me for, bratty? I've never done right wrong to you, brother.
Oh, I do this, ow, and that, and those, because I don't care for your horrible type. And if you want to do something about it, please do.
No. I'd like to give you a ciggy, brother, but I don't seem to have any. Take this instead, a real horror show Britva.
Oh, keep your stinking bribes to yourself. You can't get around me that way.
Please, brother. I must do something. Shall I clean your boots? Look, I'll go down and do it with my yahtzee.
But all this vet did was to kick me not too hard on the rot. So it seemed to me that it would not bring on the sickness and pain if I just gripped his ankles with my rookers and brought this Grozny Brachny down to the floor. But...
Thank you. That will do very well. And now, Dr. Brodsky.
Our subject is, you see, impelled toward the good by paradoxically being impelled towards evil. The intention to act violently is accompanied by strong feelings of physical distress. Now, to counter these, the subject has to switch to a diametrically opposed attitude. Any questions?
Choice. He has no real choice, has he? Self-interest, fear of physical pain drove him into that grotesque act of self-abasement. Its insincerity was clearly to be seen. He ceases to be a wrongdoer. He ceases also to be a creature capable of moral choice.
No, these are subtleties. We are not concerned with the higher ethics. We are concerned only with cutting down crime.
And with relieving the ghastly congestion in our prisons.
Hear, hear.
It's an experiment that really seems to work. It's quite amazing all the elements that lurk below the surface, dedicated to destroy, can be subdued. It's quite essential to employ. This new device to keep the social structure pure of criminality, and so help to secure a glowing future in which villainy will see a tale for kids, or else a memory of a dream.
Me! How about me? Where do I come into all this? Am I just like some animal or dog? Am I to be just like a clockwork orange?
You have no cause to grumble, boy. Whatever now ensues is what you yourself have chosen.
Oh, if only I could believe that. He's been transformed into a mere engine, fueled by fear, incapable of hate, choice, worship, or even human love.
Yes, I am glad this question of love has been raised. Now we shall see in action a manner of love that was thought to be dead with the Middle Ages.
Beautiful and beauteous of Dvotchkas. I, like, throw my ticker at your feet for you to, like, trample over. If I had a red, red rose, I would give it to you. If it was all rainy and Cali, you could have my platties to walk on, so not to cover your dainty nogas with filth and cow. Let me worship you and be, like, your helper and protector from the wicked, like, world. Let me be, like, your true knight.
He will be your true Christian. Ready to turn the other cheek, ready to be crucified rather than crucify. Sick to the very heart at the thought even of killing a fly.
Let the heavens rejoice his comforting voice. We've destroyed, overjoyed, liberty of choice.
The point is that it works.
Oh, it works all right. God help the lot of us.
What do you want here, then?
Olivia. I've got no key, though. Waiting, you know, for my dad and my mum, or both. Coming home from work, you know.
Yeah. Seen you somewhere before. Wait. That you? Got cured of your criminality, it says here. Believe that when I see you. Got a famous criminal living here, have we? Hey, we've only just moved in here, but we know our rights. One wrong move out of you, and I'm ready with that dustbin lid there. Got it!
Alex.
Mum!
Oh, no. You've escaped. Oh, Joe, he's jumped over the wall. Get away. You're not supposed to be here. We've had enough trouble. Go on, off.
They let me out, Mum. This afternoon, it was in the papers. Didn't you see?
Your dad doesn't like me to see the paper. Too much sex and rubbish, he says. So, they've let you out. What are you going to do now?
Come home, Mum, first. I mean, that's where I live. Sort of. Who's this, then?
Joe. The lodger. He's got you a room. We didn't think we'd be having you home for another 8 years or so.
Well, he better get out and give me back then, hadn't he?
Oh, disgusting. So, this is him. Heard all about you, boy. I know what you've done, breaking the hearts of your poor, grieving parents. So you're back, huh? Back to make life a misery for them all over again, is that it? Over my dead corpse, you will. Because they've let me be more like a son to them than a lodger. So get cleared off and leave us in peace. Like what she deserves after all she's gone through.
You...
You filthy young swine.
Shut your dirty fat hole, you. And I give you 5 minutes to get out of my...
Heward, are you? You look a bit off colour to me.
Thrown out of jail this afternoon and not allowed into my own home this evening. Is that it? Because of this bullshit grass... And what, my dear mum? Do you, like, propose for your only begotten pain in the...
What's that language, boy?
But we can't very well just kick Joe out, can we? I mean, we came to an arrangement, didn't we, Joe? I mean, well, you see my meaning, don't you, son?
It's you I've got to think of who's been like a mother that I haven't got. Would it be right or fair to go off and leave you to the tender mercies of this young monster who has been like no real son at all? Oh, he's weeping now, but that's his craft and artfulness. Let him go off. Let him learn the error of his ways and that a bad boy like he's been doesn't deserve such a good mum and dad as what he's had.
All right. I know how things are now. I've suffered and everybody wants me to go on suffering. Real horror show and thank you all very much.
You've made others suffer. It's only right you should suffer as well. Come on in, I'm dying for a cup of tea.
I'll make my own way. You won't ever vidy me, never no more. Let it lie heavy on your consciences. As for you, you grasny, sanctimonious brachny, I...
Get in and get away from him. What he's got might be catching.
And there I was, wanting to cry and feeling like death was the only answer. In my bag of personal vestures, I had my cutthroat Britva. But I at once felt very sick as I thought of myself going swish at myself and all my own red, red, crobby flowing.
Well, 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 well. Heard all about it. Thought you might be hanging round here.
Dim. I don't believe it. That the new knight platties? It's like a Roz uniform. Georgi?
Alex.
Pete?
Is. Not like. Is. Things have changed a bit, old droogie. Good pay now with the Millicents.
Previous experiences as a villain, a recommendation. Ex-villains to catch real villains. Like Molodoy Malchik's hanging round premises with intent to do like a felony.
Joking, aren't you, Georgi? It's like a bazoomly big shoot, isn't it, Dim?
Don't call me Dim like no more, little Toogie. Officer call me. Yeah. Constable call me. So, little Alex is like cured. Yeah, he was read out to us in the station this morning by the super. He said it was a very good way.
Read out to you, eh?
You still too dim to read for yourself, oh, my brother?
No. Not to speak like that. Not no more. Chucky!
Go on. Do something.
I can't. Vinny, I can't. There was never any, like, trust. I was always on my oddy knocky, grazny, pleading brachnies.
Everything works out. Funny the way it does. You were very, very naughty, Alex boy. Grassing loud and clear about your old droogs.
That was 2 years back. I had to. A court of law. The Pravda, the whole Pravda, and Nietzsche Vopatha. Besides, it's all over now.
Not all over, little bratty. Long memories, some has. The law has a long, long, long memory. And a long, long, like, arm. And it's the arm of the law now that doles out a bit of summary.
Have no bed. I have only this mattress on the floor. Lie down, poor suffering one. Another victim? A victim of the modern age? God, God, God!
A victim of the police, sir.
All the same, police and criminals. Terrorists, freedom fighters, hijackers, and liberators. All the same. Look, violence is sewn into our fabric. It's all the same. Take off those poor torn clothes and put on this old dressing gown. Then you shall eat. Not that there's much to eat. Poor writer, you know. F. Alexander is the name. Perhaps you've heard of it.
The name Alexander, I know, sir. It's like my own emir, sir.
What's that? It is you. Alex... Number one guinea pig of government criminal reform scheme. Badness burnt out by Brodsky. Minister of Interior looks with confidence toward a new crime-free era. It is you. A poor victim. Providence bade me pick you up in your blood. The victim, but also a weapon.
Weapon? An unquiet pony, that, sir.
But deprived of choice. A man who cannot choose ceases to be a man. This... overbearing evil government to turn a decent young boy into a piece of clockwork. Oh, they will do it to us all. Censorship is on its way. My writings are already suspect. Since the death of my poor wife, I've given my life to fighting the evil that is abroad. And this government tries to stamp out evil with a worse evil. The book I wrote, itself a double victim. The manuscript torn up by the wretched villains who then... tore up my wife. The published book then banned.
Oh, God. What was the book called, sir?
It is still called A Clockwork Orange. See, man is a fruit. A creature of juice and colour and perfume. They would tear out his pith and turn him into a robot. Oh, they will try to do it to us all. But you, poor victim, shall be a witness against them.
He said... something about a wife, sir.
She died. She was brutally ravished and beaten. The shock was very great. She always had a weak heart. She did not survive a month. All things to me. She was my body, brain. Her hair was sheaves of autumn. Her smile was midsummer rain. She was all springs to me. The earth renewed every day. The
the leaves come green in April, though they fall in the fall and burn, she will not return. Often, in dreams, I hear her. I'm standing near her. She shakes her head. The futility of anger, the sin of vengeance. How can these profit the dead? But if they were here, I'm living still. My living will would seek to break, to rend, to kill. Useless. Useless, as she said. She was all springs to me. The earth renewed every day. The leaves come green in April, though they fall in the fall and burn. She will not return.
Of course. Today is Wednesday. I'd forgotten. I forget everything. My wife was my memory. Come in. This is... I'd forgotten your name.
Alex.
Good God. How did you get him?
You know him? Oh, you mean you read... Yes, yes, opportune, I see that. Heavens, yes, I never
so
thought...
So, for once I'm meeting our teeth, oh, God. His presence sets my brain whirring like clockwork. What a superb device he could be. I mean, he could, for preference, look even iller and more zombies than he does, but no doubt we can think of something.
What goes on, Bratis? What dost thou and thy Rasudok for thy little drogue have?
Eh? That manner of voice pricks me. I've heard it before. Once before.
Public meetings. Ruined life is the approach. We must inflame all hearts.
And what is in this vesh for me, brothers? Tortured in jail. Thrown out by my own P&M and a bolshy brutal-like lodger. Near killed by the Millicents. And even if I slushy lovely music...
What was that, lad?
I want to sick up!
That's interesting. It's interesting. I read that interview with the defecting Dr. Branham. It was not conditioning, sir. No. Over-conditioning.
There's only one vesh I require, and that's to be normal and healthy as I was in the starry days. Having my Malenki bit at 20-1 with real droogs and not those Grozny Bretchneys who are like traitors. Can you do that? Can you restore me to what I was is what I want to, like, know.
The party will not be ungrateful, boy. A martyr to the cause of liberty. You have your part to play in the overthrow of this damnable repressive government.
Oh! I'm not a thing, brother. I'm not one of your ordinary prostupniks and like criminals. I'm not ordinary and I'm not Dim. Just slushy.
Dim. Dim. That was a name somewhere. Dim.
Hey? What's Dim to do with it? What do you know about Dim? Bog help us.
I could... almost believe. But such things are impossible. For, by Christ, if he were, I'd tear him, I'd split him. Oh, by God, yes, so I would.
There. It's all in the past. It was other people altogether. We must help this poor victim. He must help us. Look to the future. Look to the cause. Let him sleep here. You spend the night in my spare room. Tomorrow we start work. Truly, in earnest. Come.
Good night, young Alex.
When I woke up, I could slushy music coming out of the wall, real Gromky. I slushied for 2 seconds in, like, interest and joy. But then it all came over me. The start of the pain and the sickness, and I began to groan deep down in my kishkas. got onto the sill, and I shut my glazies and felt the cold wind on my litzo.
Goodbye! May Bob forgive you for a ruined Jeasley!
Then I jumped.
No physiological problems. Orthopedically, a success. What concerns us, of course, is the possibility that the physical trauma may have undone Brodsky's conditioning.
You want that to happen, Dr. Branham? After all your own work in the Pavlovian Institute?
The cause of this boy's near death has been well and accurately publicized. He tried to kill himself to escape from the music of Beethoven.
I don't care much for Beethoven myself. Still, that was going too far. Sorry, Dr. Branham. How soon can you tell?
I think he's already capable of submitting to a few tests. Perhaps later today.
And the political angle?
What do you mean?
Whatever you do, you're caught up in the political angle. The government wanted one thing, now it wants another. But it's still the same government. And the same Minister of the Interior. Or inferior.
There are some issues which are bigger than politics. Ah, here he is. Let him sleep. Tell me when he wakes up, nurse.
Yes, Dr. Branham.
You see the headlines, little 66555321, as used to be. Boy victim of criminal research scheme. Government as murderer. Out, out, out. That means the government. Religion is above politics, so I believe. But now I see how the two can join. It is all a matter of freedom of choice. We have the right to choose evil. Have we? Have we? Can I preach that from any pulpit? Better if I go into retirement and receive the very tempting offer from a distillery.
What gives, O my little sister? Come thou and have a nice lay down with your Malenki droog on this bed.
Doctor! Doctor, he's awake!
Alex, now this won't take long. I'm going to show you some pictures. While you're looking at one, say exactly what comes into your mind. All right?
Righty, righty, right.
This first one, it's a bird's nest, full of eggs.
Very, very nice. Real horror show.
And what would you like to do about it?
Smash them. Pick up the lot and, like, smash them against a wall or a cliff and then video them all smash up. Real horror show.
This picture is of a peacock. You've seen them, haven't you? Look at its lovely tail, spread out in a beautiful fan.
I would like to pull out, like, all those feathers in its tail and sluicey it creech blue murder for being so, like, boastful.
And this lovely young girl?
Give her the old in-out, in-out, real savage with lots of ultra-violence.
And the scene of looting and killing in East London.
I'd like to put the boots straight in everybody's litzo and fiddy the old red crovy spurting out.
Good. And this rather holy picture?
The old Nagoy Droog of the prison, Charlie, carrying his cross up a hill. I'd like to hammer in the old nails. Bang, bang! Bang! Two for his rookers, one for his nogas, and one for luck in the Gulliver.
I think that's enough. You seem to be cured.
Cured? Me tied down to this bed and you say cured? Kiss my sharries is what I govereed like in reply.
Doctor.
Already?
The Minister of the Inferior in Poison. Well, 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 well. What giveth then, old droogie?
Speak more respectfully, boy, when addressing a minister of the crown.
Yarbles! Bolshy great yarblockos to thee and thine.
It's all right, all right. He speaks to me as a friend. Don't you, son?
I am everybody's friend, except to my enemies.
And who are your enemies? Tell us that, my boy.
All who do me wrong are my enemies.
Well, I and the government of which I am a member want you to regard us as friends. Yes, friends. We have put you right, yes? You're getting the best of treatment. We never wished you harm, but there are some who did and do. And I think you know who those are. They wish to use you for base political ends. They would have been glad to see you dead for those ends and then blame it on the government. I think you know who those men are. There is a man named F. Alexander, a writer of subversive literature, who has been howling for your blood. He has been mad with desire to stick a knife in you. But you're safe from him now. We had him put away.
He was supposed to be like a droog. Like a droog he was supposed to be.
He believed you had done the most bitter wrong to someone near his heart.
You mean that he was like told?
He had this idea. He was a menace. So we put him away.
Kind. Most kind of thou.
When you leave here, you will have no worries. We shall see to everything. Because you are helping us.
Am I?
Well, we always help our friends, don't we? Good boy. Good boy. And now, see, a present.
What shall it be? Mozart? Benji Britt? Schoenberg? Karl Orff?
The ninth. The glorious ninth.
Thought so. Already in. Sign here.
What do you see?
I can vidy myself very clear, running and running on like very light and mysterious nogas, carving the whole litzo of the creaching world with my cutthroat Britva.
You're cured all right.
Yeah. Cured all right.
There was me, your humble narrator, and my three droogs, that is Len, Rick, and Bully. We were sitting in the Corova milk bar making up our rasudox what to do with the evening. A flip, dark, chill, winter bastard though dry.
What's it going to be then, eh? What's it going to be then, eh? Cold chocking, dratsing, and kicks in the yarblockles. Thumps on the gulliver, fists in the plot. Grumpy great shoes to the bratified Millicent. Biddy the crobby, all out of his rot. Titsas and genius and starry babushkas and cracking the kishkas will on a show hot. Give it them, whether they want it or not.
Well then, droogie, thou being the oldest and like the leader, what dost thou in mind for this Culloden-y winter notchy-like hap?
Look, droogies, tonight I am somehow just not in like the mood. I know not why or how it is, but there it is. You three go your own ways this nightwise, leaving me out, out, and out. On my oddy knocky. Tomorrow, we shall meet same place, same time, me hoping to be, like, a lot better. Right? Righty, right?
Oh, too tough a day, like, is that it? In the old music archives, gloopy sort of naz.
Polly's horror show.
Yeah? Pretty Polly grows on trees, old droogie. Only a bazoomy shoot does rabbiting for it. Yeah. Horror show, right. If you won't itty with us, right sorry I am.
You're not sorry, bully bratty.
I vidy the old look in your glazzy. Power, power, and power. Well, take it. Heil, Tavarish. Itty off and out, and the very best of.
Yes.
Yeah.
There.
Good call, my dear.
Sorry I'm late. We were a bit rushed in the shop.
No need for sorrow. Glad to see you, Marty, and very glad. Sit. What will it be? The old Moloko? Oh,
you do talk funny sometimes. You mean milk?
Vaccine secretion, cow juice. Did you think on what I said?
We're both too young. Me 17, you 18.
Not too, Molodoy. Sorry. At least think. I mean, it's you and me together, right?
Right, if you like.
Not so young, though. Me. Not so young as I was. Old Wolfgang Amadeus had done a lot at my age. Felix M. too, and Benji Britt. Not so young. Old enough to know that being young is like being an animal. No. It's more like being one of those malenki toys you vidy being sold in the street. Made out of tin with a spring inside and a handle, and you wind it up, grr, 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 and off it itties in a straight line and bangs straight into things. Bang, bang, and doesn't pony what it's doing. That's being young. And the ultra-violence and the fillying and the cresting. That's being young too. I'm growing up. I look to the future and a son of my own who will make the same mistakes as I did just because he'll be young.
You still talk funny. And you're jumping ahead a bit, aren't you?
Life's not very long. Think about it.
I'll think.
I was doing this job in the State Music Archives today, and I was cataloguing the 10 new recordings of the 9th. And words kept on ittying through my gulliver.
There you go again.
You want a slushy? Here, that is.
All right.
Being young's a sort of sickness, measles, mumps or chicken pox. Gather all your toys together, lock them in an iron box. That means tall chocks, crasting and dratsing, all of the things that suit a boy. When you build instead of busting, you can start your ode to joy.
Do not be a clockwork orange. Freedom has a lovely voice. Here is good and there is evil. Look on both and take your choice. Sweet in juice and new and aroma. Let's not be changed to fruit machines. Choice is free but seldom easy. That's what human freedom means. Sweet in juice and new and aroma. Let's not be changed to fruit machines. Choice is free but seldom easy. That's what human freedom means.
That's how it's going to be, brothers, as we come to the end of this like tale. You have been everywhere with your little droog Alex, suffering with him, and you have vidied some of the most grazny brachny's old bog ever made, all onto your old droog Alex. And all it was that I was young. I am not young, not no longer, ah no. Alex like groweth up, ah yes. Tomorrow is all like sweet flowers and the turning vonny earth like a juicy orange in the gigantic rookers of bog. And there's the stars and the old lunar up there and your old droog Alex growing up. A terrible, grazny, vonny world, really, brothers and sisters. And so farewell from your little droog. And to all others in this story, except one, and you've just met her, profound shoons of lip music, and they can kiss my sharries. But you, remember sometimes thy little Alex that was. Amen, and all that, Cal.
A Clockwork Orange by Anthony Burgess.
starred Jason Hughes as Alex. Struan Roger was Dr. Brodsky, John McArdle was the chaplain, and Jack Davenport the minister. Bill Stewart was Alexander, Dorian Thomas was Mr. Deltoid, and Claire Isaac was Dr. Branham. The Droogs were played by Rodri Hugh as Dim, Robert Harper as Pete, and Wayne Forrester as Georgie. Alex's mother was Jennifer Hill, and Marty was Amy Thomas. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Original music was composed and conducted by John Hardy and recorded by Stuart Lucas. Technical presentation was by Nigel Lewis, Gareth Tyrrell, and Mark Harrison, and the production assistant was Catherine Lewis. A Clockwork Orange was directed and produced in Wales by Alison Hindle.